Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Spiritual Awakening with spirit medium and psychic Andrew D on MikeSpirit.fm, the show that's good for the soul. Music, chat, mediumship, and more. We've got it all, so stay tuned, sit back, and enjoy the show. Andrew will be using his unique brand of mediumship to connect you with your loved ones in the spirit world. And here's your host, Andrew D.
Well, good evening to you, wherever you may be tonight, and I know I say that every week, but my name is Andrew D, and the reason I say that, guys, is because we've got UK listeners, we've got our friends, shall I say, our friends on the East Coast, the West Coast of the States, and I do know occasionally we get people listening in from Australia, and it's crazy sometimes that it's 10:30 p.m. in the UK, and obviously you've got your own time zones there, so wherever you are, whatever you're doing, welcome one and all to you. So there you go, that's me. So I've already told you my name is Andrew D, and I'm your medium for tonight, and I don't say that lightly, guys, because I do work psychically as well, but this show is about mediumship, all being well, and that's you know where I'm coming from, and that's what I enjoy doing, that's what I believe I was put here to do, as they say. So if you're looking to call in tonight, to call in for free, and to call in for a free reading, then the number you need, the golden number, is... Oh, we've lost a guest already at the chat room, but never mind. Doesn't mean to say they're not listening, does it? But it's 760, the number, 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611, and that is toll-free if you're stateside. Now, you can dial that as well from the UK. You just need to put 001 in front of it. Or, the other way, the free way from the UK... is or from anywhere, is get yourself down onto my website, which is, now please guys, if you're listening in, I don't know how many listeners I've got at the moment, but I will be repeating this later on, get yourself down to my website, it has changed, the address has changed, there's not much change about the website, but it is now Andrew D, as in the radio show, so www.andrewd, and D is spelled D-E-E, AndrewD.com, and there's a link at the bottom of the page, so Blog Talk Radio, click on the link and it takes you straight to the show, click on the Skype link and you'll get through to Mike. Sorry, not Mike, no, Mike, why was that? Mike must be listening, he's got to be listening, hasn't he? All the way from Florida at the moment. Yeah, Mike Davis is out there in the States, but you will get through to Ken, Ken's producer tonight. But Mike, if you're enjoying yourself, I hope... It's so hot you can't sit in the sun, mate, because I'm jealous. I'm really jealous of that Florida sunshine. But there you go. So do you know what, guys? I know you can't see where I am right now, but when I do my mind, body and spirit fairs, people often come and say to me, do you know what? I wanted to come for a reading off you because all you had was a candle and yourself, and that was it. And that was obviously some time ago because I bought another pack of Doreen Virtue healing oracle cards today, and I've had a quick flick through those, so I'll be using those tonight, all being well. And I was in my local indoor market in Stafford, and it's a tiny little thing, but this you know the way they say crystals call you? Well, this little Buddha, little fat Buddha, he only stands about an inch tall, but he's there on my desk now. And the cloth I've got my cards on, there was a gypsy knocked at our door last week. Yes, an Irish gypsy. And I know what you say, the old scary thing about gypsies is if you don't buy some heather off them or you don't buy a gift on them, then you're cursed. But we bought a cloth off them. She was a lovely lady, and strangely enough, my wife was, let's say, just in need of a little bit of good news, and she received it off this gypsy who just knocked on the door, turned up out of nowhere, and there she was, and disappeared again. So that was this. That's what's happening with me at the moment. I've been up to the church tonight again, because that's where I'm every Thursday now, guys, before I come here. And tonight we were just doing a little bit of work, mediumship work. And there's a lady who shall remain nameless up there. She's I'd like to think of her as a friend of mine. She might not be a friend of mine after tonight. But we were talking about raising the energy. And if you've ever worked with spirit or you've been doing some work of that description, you know, once you've been working a while, your energies can get a little below, and you need to raise those energies, because as you know, we raise the vibrations to the world of spirit and they lower theirs as well, and every now and again we have to work on raising our energies. And one technique is called visualization, and it's simply, the idea is, it's to take your mind off the fact that your energy is dropping. And I've got visions of a certain lady who was dancing on the stage tonight, and that's what she visualizes, is her dancing on the stage, clapping her hands to get her energies going up again. So if she's listening tonight, I won't mention her name because she won't be my friend any longer. So there you go. That's going to stick with me forever, is you dancing on the stage. So I won't mention any more about that. Anyway, let's quickly move on. What have we got tonight? Well, I know we've got a few calls so far. We've got Cindy, we've got Trish in Pennsylvania. Is that Cindy in California? I'm sure we've spoken before. So it is Cindy, hello again, probably for the third or fourth time. So it'll be great to catch up with you shortly. Trish in Pennsylvania, it will be good to talk to you. You can go and see that. And Karen as well. Wow. I know you guys don't know this, but if you can search on Google and or even YouTube, there must be a clip of the Cadbury's Caramel Rabbit. Ken will know what I'm talking about. I'm going to look for it later on. But that lady reminded me of the Cadbury's, you know, the old chocolate people? The Cadbury's Caramel Chocolate advert with the rabbit in there. This is a compliment, Karen. You do sound like the rabbit off this advert. A very nice voice indeed, may I say. But there you go. We'll come on to that later on. So we're going to have a bit of music in a minute. And I chose this next song. It's a band called Train. And Oh, I Swear to You. And it's just because the other day I heard it and it made me feel glad. And that's what we need. We need a bit more positivity in our lives, guys. We need a little bit of upliftment, motivation, positive movement in our lives. And it's funny because from the, they always say, you know, from the mouth of babes, because kids, very young kids, they don't know how to lie as such, do they? You know, what they say comes out in all innocence. And my youngest son, he's only 10, and he's playing the saxophone at the moment. And he went to his lesson today, and he did not want to go there. And, of course, you know, he was tripping over his bottom lip as he went into his lesson. But when he came out, he was like a different child. And I said, what happened? What changed? And he said, do you know what, Dad? He said, I didn't want to go in there. He said, but playing my saxophone makes me happy. And I've never seen such a happy kid. And what it was, you know, he felt as if he'd achieved something. You know, he played a piece of music he hadn't played before. And, you know, he felt good about himself and it made him feel positive. And, of course, music, singing, dancing, whatever, you know, it's all about positivity and that's what we all need a bit of in our lives. So on that note, we're going to go over to our first song by Train. And even if you don't like it, you can't say that this music isn't slightly uplifting and upbeat, up-tempo, whatever the lingo is. But I'll leave you with Train for the next 5 minutes. Oh, I Swear to You. Take it away, Ken.
On the other side of the street I knew, stood a girl that looked like you. I guess that's deja vu, but I thought this can't be true, cause you moved to West LA or New York or Santa Fe or wherever to get away from me. Oh, but that one night was more than just right. I didn't leave you, cause I was all through. Oh, I was overwhelmed and frankly scared as hell, because I really fell for
Just a shy guy looking for a superstar.
Right, okay. Now, this I want to say this person, I've got a man and a lady. Okay, thank you. I've got a man and a lady with me at the moment, and they're almost just both jostling for position here. And it's almost like they both want to speak to you, and I hope that they are here for you. But the lady seems to have won out here. And this lady is making me aware here, Cindy, that she was quite, when she was here on the Earth plane, she was quite a large lady in life. But she's telling me as well, her personality was as large as, you know, well, her words were, she's certainly not shy of saying this. Her personality was as big as her physique. She's telling me she was a big lady. And she's also making me aware here that she said it was part of a medical condition that caused the weight to go on. And she said she struggled with the weight when she was younger, but she's making me aware that her medical condition made her weight yo-yo and then particularly started to rise before she passed away. And she's telling me she passed with a weak heart here as well, this lady. Would you understand a lady like this in the world of spirit, Cindy?
Perhaps. Would this woman have died in the last 5 months?
Okay, well, I'll see if I can find out a little bit more from her. I can certainly ask her that. Now, what she's making me aware of, she's telling me she would have had difficulty walking because of... She's telling me, actually, that as she got more and more ill, she started to lose the feeling in her legs here, and she's telling me that's what started to cause the problem, and eventually she became housebound, and she's also telling me that when she was housebound, she ended up almost not walking at all. If she didn't use a frame, she was almost not walking at all. But tell you what she's making me aware of, I'm just asking her, I heard the birds singing where you are at the moment, and she's telling me that she would have loved sitting outside when she could, but she's making me aware of apple trees either around you, but she's bringing me memories of apple trees, and she's saying she would always sit under the shade of the trees because she didn't actually like the heat. So, okay, and she's telling me here that she would link to the name Elaine as well, so I don't know whether you can take that at all. Would that make sense?
Well, what's interesting is I was hoping to connect with a male that would have been some of the same things that you just said happened to him.
Right. Okay, then. So, because I still feel that there was a man and a woman trying to get through here. So, would you understand those conditions? But I know you said with a man, but would you understand any of them with a lady as well, any of them at all? Because I'm still feeling as though I'm getting two people here. So, would those...
The man was married to a woman that I know had physical conditions, and she passed away, but I didn't know him personally. I knew him. So.
Right. Okay, then. Okay, right. I'll ask this lady to step to one side for now, because this sometimes when we get this mixing energy, and, you know, it's good that we've recognized that as well, so thank you for that. Okay. Now, as this gentleman steps closer here... Now, I know you told me his wife had difficulty in moving, but this gentleman's making me aware here that before he passed away... Ah, right. Would you understand with this gentleman, this friend that you wanted to come through? Because this gentleman I've got with me here now, he's making me aware that if he didn't work with cars, he was always working on cars, because I feel here as though that he either worked mechanically, or it's almost like he's showing me oil on his hands here, and I feel as though he would have enjoyed getting his hands dirty and working with wrenches and, you know, various hand tools like this on cars. Would you understand this with him?
Not specifically, no.
Okay, this is a good one. I'll ask him why he's showing me that then. Right. Okay. Right, he's making me aware of a physical condition here with him, Cindy. He's telling me here that with his stomach, he said there would have been a problem, a cancerous condition around his stomach, or there would have been a problem in that area. Because he's making me aware of this, almost like this ill feeling, this sickness I'm getting here. And he's making me aware here that he would have had to have surgery around his abdomen as well before he passed away. So would this make sense with your friend? Would you understand this?
Not for that friend specifically, no. But for another that I've known, well, that I didn't know, actually, that passed away, though.
Sorry, say that again.
A man that I did not know, but that my fiancé is related to, had surgery and passed away very soon after the surgery, I know. I just never met him in person.
Right, I'm with you. Okay, then. Because it seems that they're all queuing up except the man you want here. So with your fiancé's, with this friend of your fiancé or the relative of your fiancé, would you understand where he would have worked with cars or been involved with cars or worked with wrenches and he generally had oily hands or would have had dirty hands when he worked? Would you understand this?
I would understand that he was very hardworking, so I'm sure that he did some of the, you know, normal, quote-unquote normal man-type things.
Manly-type tasks. Okay.
Right.
Let's find out why they're both here, because these are two people that you do recognize. I'm going to find out where this gentleman's come through for. Ah, right. Okay, then. I'll tell you what. I'm going to try and get your... I think we've still only got three calls at the moment, so I'm going to work on this for you, Cindy, and I want to work very quickly here. But this gentleman, this relative of your fiancé's, now he's just making me aware here that he's come through tonight. Right now, you told me about the surgery, but sorry, I mentioned the surgery earlier on as well about Rand's abdomen. But he's also telling me here that he would have. Not only would he have had a problem down there, but he would have had a problem with his throat, or almost like he's talking about his larynx here, almost like a smoking-related issue here. Would this make sense to you?
Perhaps. I think he smoked, maybe.
Right, okay. Right. Let's leave that on one side. But what he's actually talking about here is, excuse me, you and your fiancé here, he's saying to me he's been watching what's going on around you both recently, and he's talking here, and I don't want to talk in general terms, oh, you've had a disagreement, or you have crosswords, or whatever, that's too general, but he's telling me here there's almost like a total, it's almost like you want to move forward in your lives together, but there's a total disagreement of how you do it, but it's almost like you've got your poles apart in your way of thinking about how you move forward. Would you understand this?
Yes, I would.
Okay, thank you. Because I've just said to him, look, I said, she doesn't know you that well. I said, but you've got to tell me why you've come here, because obviously you're connected to Cindy's fiancé. Okay, right. Now, he's not revealing anything, but he's also talking here. There's either a child around you or around your fiancé. I'm being made aware of a child from a previous relationship that is connected into your relationship here. Would this make sense to you?
Not a child of mine or my fiancé's that I'm aware of.
Okay, right.
He would have a great grandson now.
No, okay. I'm going to ask him this. Actually, he's actually telling me that there's a child around you that who should have been born to the earth that wasn't, okay? And I've been made aware he's...
Okay.
Would you understand this?
Not particularly.
Right,
not
okay.
Not for myself.
Right, okay. I'm going to leave that little bit with you there, because he's telling me that there's a child around you in spirit that should have been born to the earth. And what he's saying was, I still feel this is with you, but he's telling me here that either you weren't aware that there was a baby on its way, and it left again, if you know what I mean. And all he's saying was that there should have been a baby in the past, and it was never meant to be here. So if you can just take that from me, please, because that's what he's insistent upon here. But the reason he's come through, because what he's telling me here is, with you and your fiancé, he's talking about this decision, and when I say poles apart, it's almost like he's talking about a move between you here. It's almost like that either there's a talk of a move, and it's almost like to two different towns. It's like one going one way and one going the other, but you can't agree on the direction that you want to go in. It's almost like, do we go there together, or do we go there together, or do we go our separate
right.
ways? That's the way he's putting it across. Would you understand that?
Absolutely.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
And all he's telling me here, Cindy, is that, and he's actually telling me here that you're quite a private person, okay? And he's telling me here that you don't always open up and tell people exactly how you feel, and I can understand that as well, but you don't always open up and tell people exactly how you feel, and it's almost like you keep it within yourself, and you get screwed up, and then it all comes out wrong, and it comes out as tears, and almost sort of through upset rather than logical conversation. Would you understand this? Would this make sense to you?
Sure, yes.
Oh, okay. Right. This gentleman's telling me he links to the name Stan as well, so I don't know whether you can take the name Stan here at all. But what he's saying to me is, he said, if you can calm things down, because he's aware of the heat in the situation at the moment. And I'm sorry I couldn't get your other friend through for now, but he's saying he's aware of the heat in the situation at the moment. And he said if you can calm it down and try and talk through things logically and almost draw up a list of pros and cons about both situations, he's telling me you will come to a logical conclusion for both of you, and it will be a win-win situation almost, okay? He said because he's aware of this heads bashing together at the moment, and he said that's not getting anybody anywhere, and he's aware of the silences and the sort of almost, I won't say silence, you know, days of silence where there's been no talking or communication. He said keep the lines of communication open and you will move forward and you will find a solution. And literally, I'm just going to draw one of these new angel cards aboard today, and there is healing being sent to you from the angels. So can I leave that with you, Cindy, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Okay, guys, well, you can see how that was Cindy from Tennessee. I don't know why I had it in my head. It was Cindy from California. But you can see how that goes sometimes, you know. And I have had people sat with me before today where they said, I want such and such to come through. I want mum to come through, or dad, or Uncle Fred. And they've come through. But it so happens that she knew the lady who's married to somebody that she knew. And the gentleman actually happens to be somebody, you know, a relative or a friend of her fiancé's. And this is the way it works sometimes, because they, spirit, come through. The intelligence of spirit, they have come through to pass messages on, because it's the relevant message at the time, and that's what that's about. So we are going to go to our next caller now, and I believe it's Trish from Pennsylvania. Trish, are you there? Hello, Trish? Nope. No, okay.
Hello.
Trish, well, hi, Trish, how are you doing? Okay.
I'm great, thank you for taking my call.
No, it's no problem at all. I'm just glad you're still there. I thought you'd gone home, or you'd just gone out for the day.
No. I think there was a delay in the unmute. I'm interested in just connecting with spirit. I don't have anyone in particular.
Okay, then. Okay. Right, then. Right, let's see what we've got here for you today. Now, straight away, Trish, I don't know why, but I was inspired to turn over these angel cards here, but I'm going to keep that message to myself just for a second. But what I'm also being made aware of here, right, okay, excuse me, right, I'm aware of I would say quite a tall gentleman here, Trish, and this gentleman, straight away he's coming through, and I feel almost like, I don't want to say it's dad, I feel almost like it's on dad's side of the family, the gentleman. I want to say it feels almost like a relative of your dad's here, almost like a brother, okay? That's the sort of feel I get with this gentleman. And this gentleman's making me aware that before he passed away, you know the old saying, you know, oh, he lost a lot of weight, but this gentleman appears to be far too thin for me. And he's actually making me aware here that he had trouble keeping food down, and towards the end of his life here, it's almost like it was too difficult for him to swallow, because he told me that in the end, it's almost like he gave up eating, because he just couldn't be bothered with trying to eat, and he said it was small amounts here, and as I look at my hands, there's just tiny bits of food, and rather than full meals. So would you understand a gentleman like this connected to dad in the world of spirit? Would this make sense to you, Trish?
It could be my cousin.
Okay, then. But would you understand where your cousin... well, he's just told me here that he stopped caring for himself the way he should have done, and he is making me aware here that it's almost like he stopped getting his hair cut, because he's making me aware that his hair was swept back, and it's almost like he went grey overnight as well, and he stopped washing his hair, and it was almost shoulder length combed back. So would you understand this with your cousin? Would this make sense, Trish?
No, it was short.
It was short. Okay, then. Okay. I'm going to leave the hair on one side for now, okay? Because he's actually talking to me about the way he couldn't, or he felt as though he couldn't care for himself before he got ill. Would this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, because he was insistent about that. And I'm going to ask him about the... Okay. Right. Would... If this doesn't fit, it's no problem, because everything else does. But he said... You're saying his hair was short, but he's insistent here that... Excuse me. His hair was longer towards the end of his life here. It's almost like he let it grow out, or he stopped getting it cut. But he said it was definitely longer than it used to be when he was younger. Would you understand this with him?
It's possible. I didn't see him just before he passed, so I don't know.
Okay, thank you. Right, okay. Right, so everything else, because I feel that I'm in the right area with this gentleman here. And he's saying about the food as well, that he just couldn't keep down. Digest. And he's telling me here as well, it's almost like there was a restriction in his throat as well. Would you understand this? I know I said this about the last gentleman before, Trish, but this gentleman, I've just gone to swallow it and it feels like there's a hard lump in my throat. Would this make sense with your cousin?
Possibly, yeah. I know he couldn't eat in the end.
Okay, thank you. Right. Well, and what he's also telling me as well here is, and he said this might have been fed back to you, but he said before he passed away, it's almost like he's telling me either he refused treatment or, right, okay. It's almost like there was a request to not give him treatment anymore, or there was an outright flat refusal to accept treatment. But he's telling me it's almost like he wanted the end to come quickly. And this was his way of bringing the end about, because he said in some respect the treatment was stopped, or there was excessive drugs given here to bring the end about for him, because he had enough and he knew he couldn't fight it any longer. So would you understand this?
Yes.
Thank you very much indeed. So because this gentleman's making me aware here, Trish, that he was very insistent and he was very precise about the way things needed to be, and he insisted on explaining all of that to me. But bringing him back to around you here and why he's come through today, right, I've asked him about something you've done recently, and he's talking about damage to the front of your car here, or there's a car around you that's just sustained damage to the front left-hand side. Would you understand this at all?
No.
Okay, I'll ask him why he's showing me that, okay? No, I'm going back in time here. Excuse me. Okay. Well, why has it come through for you today? Right. What he's explaining to me here, Trish, we've all got our own various degrees of privacy and things we like to keep to ourselves, things that belong privately here. But he's telling me here around your family, he's telling me, he's bringing this about in a way he said that you would understand, but obviously I don't. But he said, around your family, he said, it's almost like the past isn't talked about, or there's a piece of history in the family here that people don't talk about, and it's almost like it's omitted from the, not from the family tree, but people just don't talk about it. And he said, it's almost like there are some gaps here within what I'd say the knowledge of the family. Would you understand this?
No.
Okay, what is he showing? Everything else fits, but this is what he's talking about. Okay. Okay, right. He's asked me to put it another way. He's making me aware, Trish, of of somebody around you, either within the family, who is trying to piece the family tree together, or piece the family together on how it all fitted together and bring everything together within the family. Because symbolically here, he's showing me things being brought together and stitched back up. So would you understand where there's somebody trying to bring everything back together within the family?
Yeah, so you're interpreting it wrong. I think what he's seeing is one of my relatives is putting together a family cookbook, and she's putting together all the pictures and recipes.
Right, the family used. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Right, okay, thank you. Because that's, see, now it's strange because he never showed me anything being cooked here, but I see where you're coming from with that. Okay. Right. Now I mentioned on thus, would you understand where this gentleman links to the name Paul? Would that make sense at all?
Another cousin.
Another cousin's called Paul. Okay, thank you. Because that's just the name of her child's dad. But why is he here tonight? What's he come through to you for? Okay. Right, okay. Now, all I'm going to say is at the moment, Trish, is because he's proved who he is, but he's not willing to... Okay, I'm going to sort of leave this as it is because he's insistent upon this. And this is the way he was about being very precise about everything. Would you understand here, your cousin is talking about here, either with your father or grandfather or his father or grandfather, where there was, before they passed away, where there was words left unsaid and where there was either a break in the family or there was a break in communication or a disconnection between yourself and either your father and grandfather or himself and his grandfather. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Because he's not given, he said that as much as he's willing to tell me at the moment. But would you, he's also making me aware here whether there have either been attempts in the past or recent attempts to try and heal a rift here or to try and make, see this is what he was on about, it wasn't the family cookbook, it was about piecing things together and bringing things back together. But he said whether there have been attempts to heal a rift here. Would you understand this as well?
No, because all the people involved have already passed.
Oh, okay then. Well, what I'm just going to have to leave you with this because it's very, very cryptic from him. But all he's saying to me here, Trish, is that he said you will either receive news or he said there will be news forthcoming from other family members. It's almost like there are missing pieces of a jigsaw here. He said it's almost like only one side of a story is being heard here, and I can only put it as simply as that. There's only one side of a story being heard, and there will be other pieces of the jigsaw that come to be fitted together, and the whole picture will start to make sense. And you or the other members of the family will see how these situations came about, because you then have the full picture, okay?
Okay.
So, excuse me, I know this gentleman suffered with a stroke because I cannot get rid of this lump in my throat, and this is why I keep coughing, so apologies for that. So if I can leave his love with you, please, Trish. And he just said, before you go, now, I know you're in Pennsylvania, but would you understand links to Texas as well? Would this make sense to you?
Yes.
Because he just gave me the yellow rose of Texas for you, and he said he'll leave his love with you, and thank you for calling in, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Well, guys, thank you for that, Trish. And do you know what? It is hard work sometimes, because spirits who come through and spirits who want to communicate with us, they have their own way of communicating. And what you've got to remember as well is that they might not always be the best communicators. Sometimes you say, oh, the medium wasn't very good here, or, you know, he didn't get the message right, or that wasn't what I wanted to hear. Excuse me. And it's strange that condition is passing now that gentleman's left me. But what I'll say is as well that sometimes it's very hard for spirit to connect as well. And, you know, it's about me as well trying to work all that in with them as well. But I hope Trish is still listening, because the healing card that I turned over, these new cards about today, was emerging. There's news emerging here. And I wish I'd have turned that card over later on in the reading, because it would have made more sense. But it was very cryptic, and her cousin knew exactly what he was talking about. But he wasn't giving anything away, because, of course, we've got half the world listening to me. Well, I like to think that anyway. Right, I'm going to have a quick break now, get a drink of water, because my throat is dry. So apologies for all the noise I've been making. But I feel as though we're on a bit of a roll. I think we've got one more caller left. I believe that's Karen, area code 519. But in the meantime, we're going to listen to Queen. And I just felt this was another upbeat song. And if you're feeling a little bit down, or you feel as though you're slowly sort of on a roll and you want to get going again, then this song is for you, and it's Queen, Don't Stop Me Now. Thanks, Ken.
Tonight I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive.
Well, they don't make them like that anymore, do they? That was Queen, Freddie Mercury, and Don't Stop Me Now. We're on a roll. I think Elizabeth's she's either listening in or she's just signed in on Skype, or maybe her phone is one of these like my iPhone, that the minute I'm in the region of a router, the phone just kicks into Skype. But Elizabeth, if you're listening in, I hope your daughter's okay, because I know you've had one or two issues there tonight with her, and not bad. She's hurt her foot, so I'm not giving anything away there. So I hope she's on the mend, and we will speak later, because Elizabeth and I are. If you are listening in the Midlands, Ken, you've got to be listening to this, mate. Elizabeth and I, there might even be a free ticket in it somewhere. We might have to give some tickets away. But we will be at the Slade Rooms in Wolverhampton on the 7th of November. Now, I know that seems a long way away, but it's not. It's just, what, I don't know, 6 weeks? A little bit under 6 weeks. I've got a show this Sunday in the St. Leonard Sports and Social Club in Stafford. That's a demonstration of clairvoyance by me. Followed a week later at the Rugeley Rose Theatre. So that is only around the corner. And then the Slade Rooms in Wolverhampton in the UK. That's another show. And Elizabeth will be working with me that night. So if you know anybody who wants to come along, then you can get tickets via my website, www.andrewd.com. And we might even have a competition before then. Excuse me. Oh, definite frog in the throat tonight. But we might have to have a bit of a competition to see if you can win tickets. I know it doesn't help if you're in California winning tickets to a show over here, but guys, organise a show over there and I'll come and do it. And we can give tickets away in the States then. But anyway, back to the show. It's 11:15 here in the UK. I know it's pretty pointless giving the time away wherever you are, but it's 15 minutes left of the show. And she's been very patient until now, and I've got to go to Karen straight away. Karen, are you there?
Hi, Andrew. Thank you so much for taking my call. It's 6:15 here in Canada, where I'm at.
Oh, wow, Canada. So whereabouts are you in Canada?
In Ontario.
Oh, right, okay then. Joe, I was speaking to a lady from Toronto the other day, and I've been over that way before. So, do you know where the Halliburton Highlands are, Karen? North of Toronto, a couple of hours north of Toronto, up by
the
lakes?
Beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I was there a few years back. It really is nice up there, and I can't wait to get back there sometime.
Welcome.
Thank you. But it's always like that, isn't it? You think to yourself, I'd love to go back there, and my youngest son is absolutely desperate to go skiing. So you never know. We might be able to bring it all together soon. But
wouldn't that be nice?
yeah, thank you. Well, thank you for calling in from Canada, because you're my first Canadian caller on this show anyway.
Thank you.
So, okay then. Right, Karen, was there something specific you wanted to know about, or were you just looking to touch base with the world of spirit?
Yeah, I have a lot of angels on the other side, and just wanted to know if anybody has a message for me.
Right, okay, well, let's see what we can do. Right. Okay, then. Now, this gentleman has come through at the moment for me, Karen. This gentleman appears to be quite gruff here, and it's almost like I wanted to... You know when you see a guy, and he said I can say this, but when you see a guy and perhaps they've got a bit too much weight and they've got quite a thick neck, and it's almost like the chin disappears into the chest. And he said he would talk like that when he was sat, and he said his chin would be in his chest, and people had difficulty understanding him because he said he couldn't be bothered making himself known to people. He said if people couldn't understand the way he talked, that was their problem. And he is making me aware here, and he said he enjoyed life to the full, and he said he enjoyed what we call good food, okay? Good sort of winter food here. He said that was, that's what he really loved, and he said that was why he put the weight on. So, and he's also making me aware here that he's telling me he had a... It's almost like he had a problem with both shoulders here. It's almost like they were being pushed down. And he said it's almost like there was a problem with the top of his spine that caused his shoulders to drop. So would you understand a gentleman like this, Karen, in spirit at all?
I'd tell him I'm sorry, but no.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
There was a gentleman who contacted me on Skype before, and he said he swears that I had his dad with me earlier on. Okay, let's see if I can find out a little bit more about this guy.
Okay.
And if not, we'll call somebody else in quickly. Right, okay. Right, now, this gentleman is actually making me aware, the guy that I was talking about before, that in when he was younger, now it's not Canadian Mounted Police uniform, Canadian police doesn't look like, but it almost looks like, right, he's telling me that he would have, he asked me, have you got links, or was telling me there are links here to California here, and he would have been almost in a sheriff's department, he would have been in the police at some point. So would you understand links to California within your family at all?
Could be, not that I'm aware of.
Okay, right, okay. Three no's and you're out, so what I'm going to do is
get
tell this guy to step out, and I'll see if I can get somebody else in here. Cause
I know that it takes them a lot to come through, and I love to honor them, because it doesn't mean that I don't know them, I'm just not aware of them.
No, but he said he's not, he said he's not going anywhere, actually, because he has got a message for you, and he's just, okay, right, there's a lady who wants to talk to you, but this gentleman is insistent that before he goes, he's telling me that around you, or recently around you, he's making me aware here, Karen, that he said, he's not saying that you have had a run-in with the law, but he's telling me, he said you've had a brush with the law, or somebody around you has had a brush with the law, and it's almost, and I feel there's a young man around you at the moment that has had a brush with the law, and he's, as we say in the UK, he's had his collar felt, and he's had a warning here to behave himself, because, you know, it's almost like he's starting to get into a little bit too much trouble, and he's now come to the attention of the police, and he's just had a warning here to behave himself and to sort of keep on straight and narrow in the future. Would you understand this at all?
Not at all.
Okay, well, I'll leave
that
with
man. You. I'm sorry, that's number three. I'm sorry. Well, I'm like, oh, no, who do I know? But I have no young gentleman around me.
So, okay, well, I always say, if you can watch out for that, and guys, if you're in the chat room and, or you're listening and you know this, then it could be for you as well, because they insist on coming through. Right, who's this lady? Quickly. Okay, this lady I've got with me at the moment, Karen, she's quite a tall, upstanding lady here. She appears to be tall, upstanding, and she appears to be quite slim and upright in her bearing here. And what she's telling me is that when she was here on... Right, okay then. Now, I know I often get the name Margaret here, but she's telling me she would link with the name Maggie rather than just Margaret here. But she's telling me she was quite upright and bearing, and it's almost like if she wasn't a teacher, it's almost like she had the bearing of a teacher, and I'm going back in time. But would you understand a lady like this at all?
I'm so sad to say no.
Oh, wow. What's
going
on?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Could have been a grandmother that I didn't know.
Oh, right, okay then. Right, well, guys, in the chat room, if you're listening and you know this, I know they're all talking about what type of fires you can have here and what type of fires they might light it, but guys, if you're listening in the chat room and you understand these, then just shout, okay. But I'll find out why this lady's here and who she is.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this lady I feel here, I do want to go back in time. okay. And she's making me aware, right, I feel as though I need to go back to the 40s with this lady here, because she's got, the shirt she's got on, it is buttoned literally up to underneath her chin, and she's telling me that she would have been in a learning environment, she would have been a teacher here, so I'll quickly ask her why she's come. Okay. Right, okay then. Now, this lady's telling me at the moment, I hope you can understand this, Karen, but she's telling me that either you have been where you are at the moment, either you're feeling unsettled, either where you're living or within, I want to say your current living situation. That's the way she's sort of giving it to me. In
big time. That's true.
Okay. Now, this, I said to her, look, I said, this lady doesn't understand you. You know, you've got to give her something she can hang her hat on. And she's telling me where you are at the moment. It's almost like everything is up in the air here. And she's telling me here that, you know, although you're in Ontario, she said you feel actually drawn somewhere else. It's almost like you need to leave where you are at the moment and be drawn elsewhere. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Now, she's not opening this up, but it's almost like I feel as though I want to go west here with you. I know you're on the East Coast.
Right.
But it's almost like I want to go west with you. Would this make sense?
Yes, my whole family's out west.
Right, okay then. And straight away, now I know it's easy just to jump to the other side, but she has taken me to BC here, so would that make sense as well?
Yes, I have a young brother that's going through a hard time.
Right, okay, thank you. And that's what she's saying she wants to do here at the moment. It's like You told me about your brother here, Karen, but what this lady's telling me is that she wants to bring everybody together again. She said, because you feel as though where you are at the moment, you feel almost, it's almost like you're stressing here, you're not sleeping properly. She's telling me here as though you feel as though you could do more if you were closer to family. But what she's actually telling me here is that what's happened is because she's telling me about the telephone calls going backwards and forwards and you getting upset about all of this. Would you understand this?
No, I haven't actually. I'm the calm one of the bunch, but I'm sad for my brother, yes, for sure, because our parents are gone and there's just a couple of us left. And so I'm just sending him love and light. That's all I can do.
Right, okay then. Well, okay, she's insistent upon this. And you know, it's funny the way spirit works these days with me now, Karen, because
yeah.
She said, I'm not getting away from this, but I know you're sending I know you said you're sending him love and light, but would you understand where there have been conversations about, well, okay, about he's actually talking very drastically about his future, and she's telling me that he sees that he has no future for himself. Would you understand
this?
Yes,
that's absolutely true.
Okay, and that's what she's telling. And she's telling me here that, because she said there have been telephone conversations, haven't there?
Not yet. There needs to be.
Right, okay, because it's almost like she's saying to me, these are that, and I'm not trying to make it fit, but
No, I hear you. We've been doing the Facebook, so that can still come through as conversations.
Right. Yeah, see, and I never thought about it in that way, so thank you for pointing that out to me.
Yeah.
But what she's telling me here is, she said, in some respects you feel as though if you were closer you could do more, but what she's actually explained to me here is that you are doing the right thing by being separated in some respect and being distant, that you're still offering the support, but you're not getting too closely entangled with the situation, because she said if you get too close, you won't be able to help in the way that you are now. And she said,
beautiful.
Okay, and what she's telling, and I know you said about a grandmother you didn't know, but if you can look into aunties here, I feel this is either this lady is either a sister of your grandmother or on that line there, because it's almost like she's a once or twice removed relative here. Okay,
that
and I'm going
sense.
Back to, I'm going back to the 1940s here, where I feel as if she would have taught or would have been involved.
That's beautiful.
In creatures with people. Okay, but what she is actually saying to me, Karen, just before we go, because I know I've got to end the show any moment soon, all she's saying to me is, you are doing what you can from where you are at the moment. But she said the distance is actually helping, okay?
Beautiful.
Okay, and strangely enough, I've just turned over the healing cards here, and it's actually saying friendship. So, you know, keep that going as a friendship rather than, you know, the way we talked before.
Okay.
Now, what she's actually telling me here as well, I've just turned over the oracle cards as well. Now, it's strange because on the oracle cards, it's saying tell the truth here. And this lady, I'm going to call your auntie. What she's actually telling me here is that there are things that have been left unsaid from the past between you and your brother, and he's trying to piece part of his life together. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, and he's asking you she's telling me that he's asking you for information here to try and help piece bits together, particularly around his father. Would this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay then, right. And all she's saying is, don't dress things up, don't tell little white lies. She said, give him the answers he needs, because he needs to move on in his life. And until he's got these answers, he won't be able to move on in his life. And I want to say, shut a door on the past, okay?
Yeah, he has a twin brother that's passed and my father's passed, and so, yeah, that's very powerful. Thank you.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Absolutely beautiful. Thank you, Andrew.
Okay, and just before this lady goes...
tell her thank you.
Right, okay. Well, you can tell her. You send your thoughts. You just say thank you as well.
Thank
now,
you.
It's strange because it's not a very common name, but if you could look here, she tells me she links to the name Lavinia as well, so I don't know whether you would know that at all. Okay, but just before she goes, she said all she wants to leave you with is, right, now she talked about where you are at the moment. She said she knows that you're trying to make changes around your home at the moment because you're trying to change the energy and the vibration in your home. Would you understand this?
Oh, big time, yes.
Yeah, and all she showed me is, she said, a lick of paint wouldn't go amiss here. She said, she said it's almost like you're trying to wash away memories of the past, and what you're trying to get rid of old vibrations from the past as well. And she said, you know, a change is as good as a rest almost. So she said a lick of paint wouldn't hurt. But she is making me aware here of real estate signs going outside here eventually. But I want to take you forward to February with that, okay? So if you watch out for that for me, which if the changes are coming up that you need, but they will be there in time when they're meant to happen, okay?
Oh, Andrew, thank you. And tell her thank you. God bless
okay.
you. That was a beautiful reading. It really rang true. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Karen. You take care and say hello to Ontario for me.
I will. Namaste.
Okay, and one more thing before you go, Karen. I've just turned over the Archangel Michael card and it says, be gentle on yourself, okay? So I will leave that for you with the love of spirit, because I'm going to sign off any minute now, okay?
Thank you so much. God bless all of you. Bye.
Good night. Bye-bye. And guys, if you're in the chat room, thank you to everyone who called tonight. You know, sometimes these messages, you know, we can't all take them exactly, but, you know, I try and do my best with spirit to pass the message over to you that is required, and hopefully it's something that you can move on with. Guys, I've got to say goodnight before I get cut off, so I will love you all, I will leave you all, goodnight, and Ken, cue the outro rather than the intro.
Sorry, but that's all we have time for. You have been listening to Spiritual Awakenings with spirit medium and psychic Andrew D on MikeSpirit.fm. If you want to keep in touch with Andrew, you can contact him on his website, www.drewd.com. That's www.drewd.com. Andrew will be back next week at the same time and the same place, 10:30 p.m. UK time, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on MikeSpirit.fm. Or just follow the links on the events page at www.drewd.com.